You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
The article that I'm reading, the headline says, for the first time in 130 years, and that is how long they've been actually keeping the records of this. In 130 years, for the first time, more young adults, as in 18 to 34 years old, more young adults live with parents than with partners. It has never happened before in our country's history that if you take that segment of people between the ages of 18 and 34, in times past, the more of them lived either on their own or with a partner.
Shacking up.
Right. Yeah. Or married than lived at home. But now that has, over the last few years, started shifting the other direction. And now you got more people in that demographic, commonly referred to as millennials, mm-hmm. who now live at home versus on their own or with a partner.
Also referred to as boomerang children, I guess, too. I mean, I don't know if this talks about they have never left the house, but I also know the big thing is you either go away to college or you try to make it on your own and then, like a boomerang, right back home to mom and dad, and you're camped out in the basement. And I have family members that are of that age that are living back at home, and when I see them, they do not look happy. and it's sometimes it's just out of necessity. I mean, the world is hard now, and people gave me crap. You've given me crap for a long time for living at home. I lived at home all throughout college until I was done with college. I basically lived at home. And
well, it was longer than that because you didn't move in with Nicole until you were like 24 or something, 25.
It was like right after college.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Hmm. But it sucked. Yeah, it sucked. You're living at home with mom and dad, but what a great opportunity to save money and be prepared, like when you go out for the first time, to have, you know, some financial stability behind you. And
yeah, but the problem with that argument when you read the story is this has nothing to do with saving money. This is just
It just pure laziness?
The article's not using that word. They're just talking about how it's just more convenient. They're not trying to save money. They're just living at home. And the interesting thing is it's definitely more men than women. This is more of a trend for young men to move home than it is for young women to move home.
This is weird. This is total opposite of what I've ever heard. It's just that they're home, saving money, trying to get a house, trying to move out because they can't make it now. There's no jobs.
Well, if we asked people of that segment, let's say between the ages of 18 and 34, who have moved away, but now have moved back in with their parents.
I'm back.
What would you be able to tell us about it?
Like pros and cons. I mean, I want to know. Like, I know a pro would be having mom cook for you still. Holy crap. Mom's home cooking. I'm considering moving back home right now.
You don't have to. You live a block away from your mom.
I just need a good home cooked meal.
You know, one of the cons I would imagine is how do you bring somebody home, right?
Yeah. Right.
But we want to know. And our biggest fear is that people who are experiencing this are going to be afraid to call us. And we don't want that because we want you to be like a test subject so we can pick your brain.
We're not making fun of you. We're just curious about the situation.
Yeah, we just want to ask questions. We want to know. It's a forum for you to be able to express how you feel about it and maybe to kind of defend yourself against people who give you crap about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If people are giving you art and maybe you've got friends who rag on you about it, well, call and talk about it. Here is Corey. Hi, Corey. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. Have you moved back in?
Oh, I had to, yeah.
Yeah?
When I got a divorce, yeah. It was either be homeless or live at my mom's house.
Exactly.
So yeah. House. You got to do it then.
How long have you been there?
Let's see, probably almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many kiddos you got with you?
Four.
You know, that's got to be kind of nice because you kind of have a built-in babysitter right there.
You're
like,
you
need to go out and date.
What's the worst thing about it?
Let's see. I would say I haven't had a friend over in years.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's all right, because then you can go out and you don't have to worry about cleaning house or making, you know.
Oh, I do, though.
Oh, you
that's
do?
Like a, yeah. That's a requirement. In my
if you're going to be under my roof, you need to vacuum.
That's exactly right. Hey, Corey, good luck to you. Thank you for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
Bye.
Talking to you. Here comes Megan. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So, how old are you?
I'm 34.
And what's the story?
Well, I love that Jeremy just said a boomerang child, because that's totally what I am. I've moved back in and out of my parents 4 times since college.
Holy cow.
4 times.
You are a boomerang. Why? What happened quickly?
It's always just been like a transition, because after college, I had no idea what I was doing. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I went back home and I taught snowboarding full time while I saved up some money.
Wait. Hold on just a second. You went to college. You got a college degree.
Uh huh.
And with your college degree, you taught snowboarding.
Uh huh.
Well, sometimes the jobs aren't there. What was your college degree in?
Theater.
Well,
theater.
There's part of the problem,
okay.
Megan.
Word to the wise,
there
everybody.
You go.
Are you still paying student loans?
No.
No. Are you paying rent? Yeah. Do you have to pay rent to your parents?
No.
Well, you got it made. You should be stocking the money.
I'm not going to call you a boomerang. You're more like the yo-yo. You know, you're down, then up,
and
down, then up,
out.
And down, then up, and
are you? Yeah, because I never can make up my mind what I want to do with life.
Well, are you currently there at your parents? Are you now? You're living there now?
No. Now I'm actually living on my own. My husband and I just bought a house last year. So.
There
Yay,
you go.
She's finally out.
Way to go, Megan.
Right?
Listen, you're a delight to talk to. I hope you have a great day, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Appreciate that.
4 times.
Wow. Graduated college and went and taught snowboarding.
Like, to be her parents, they're like, again? You're back again?
Here's Joe. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks.
So, how old are you?
I'm 27.
27. And what's the situation?
After college, I moved back in with my dad. Mm-hmm. And just last year, I actually did move out. I moved in with my boyfriend, but he and I both, for financial reasons, are moving in with his mother in February.
So you're going from moving back in with your dad, you're going to move in with your boyfriend's mom.
Yep.
Is that going to be extremely awkward for you?
It's not the best option, but it's the only one that we really have.
Are you going to be sleeping in the same bed together at his mom's house?
Yes, we are.
I couldn't. I don't know if I could handle that. I don't know if I could do that.
Well, I'll play a little song for you.
Moving back home.
Do you get along with his mom okay? You don't have to answer. I will not put you on the spot anymore.
Wow.
And you know it's going to be her rules, Joe, right?
Yeah, that's what he's most worried about. Is he's like, I'm 27 years old. He's like, she has no say in how I live my life. If she tries to parent me, like,
oh, it's gonna happen though. She's gonna want to know where you guys are going, if you're going out, and what time you're gonna be back.
Well, wait a minute. I gotta like represent for the mom for just a moment. I mean, you are putting a burden on her. You're moving into her house. How can you like cross your arms and say she doesn't get to have any control over us? You're kind of. How can you have that attitude?
We're paying half the rent.
Okay, that's good.
So then
good.
You do have
half
a little say.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Is the mom always going to be there, or does she work? I mean,
She works. She drives for Uber, so she's gone at weird hours, and she says that she's not home a whole lot, which makes it better for us.
Right, because I got to ask, I mean, about sexy time in the mother-in-law's house.
Well,
and
listen, I tell you what, this is going on in February. Would you call us in, like, March or April and give us an update?
I'll be broken
That's
up.
Good.
I mean, we'd like to hear about it.
You'll break up. It's all right.
If you plan on breaking up. If you split with your boyfriend, just call your dad and everything's cool.
You should just break up now. Go back to your dad.
No.
It's going to happen. I'm sorry. It's going to happen.
Oh, you're a good sport, Joe. Thanks for having fun with us
today. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye. Appreciate it. All right. Here's Kirsten. Is it Kirsten or Kirsten? Which are you?
It's Kirsten.
Kirsten, I'm glad you called. So how old are you?
I am 22.
You're 22. And what's the story?
I just graduated from college, and so I had to move back home because I just started my new job. So obviously the finances aren't the best right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's your degree in?
Counseling psychology.
Is that what you're doing for a living too?
No, I'm working at a doctor's office right now.
Okay.
All right. So what's your plan on getting out? I mean, how long do you think you're going to have to stay at home?
I want to go to grad school. So my goal is to take a year and then go to grad school next year.
So you're going to be back for a while.
You're going to be with your parents for a while, eh?
Yeah, as long as I can, because for right now, if I'm in school, it's really hard, especially with
being in
grad school, you're not exactly in the best of finances either. So,
are your parents cool with this then? Did they balk at it, or they were just...
Are they thrilled to have their little princess home?
Did they welcome you with open arms?
My mom did, yeah, and it's just me and my mom, because she's in school right now too, so right now I can kind of clean the house and cook for her.
Well, I'm glad you're pitching in like that. Are you paying any rent to her?
I'm not paying rent right now, but we're planning on getting a bigger place, and that's when we're going to split rent.
All right. Listen, good for you, Kirsten. Good luck with school, and thanks for listening to the show. It means a lot to us.
Thank you so much. I've been listening for years.
Well, that means a lot,
thank
too.
You.
Thank you. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. Appreciate that. And time for one more. It's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
And what's the story?
Well, I'm not living with my parents now, but I was for a time because I was pursuing a career in ballroom, and I was working two jobs. I was working at another company trying to work there part-time and ballroom dance part-time, and it's a lot of work
now,
to try to build up.
You know, I'm going to have to jump in here, Aaron. You realize that, right?
You said ballroom.
I'm not going to let you get away with saying, okay, so I'm pursuing a career in ballroom. You don't think I'm just going to let that just slide right past. Right. Tell me what a career in ballroom consists of, because I just don't know.
Okay. It's being an instructor primarily. I mean, there is aspects of, depending on how far you want to go, there's aspects of competing and things like that to really build your status. But my goal has been, and really it's such a competitive environment. I'm only doing it part-time now, but I was really at the time, this was a few years ago, and I was really at the time trying to build my clientele as an instructor.
May I interrupt and probe just a little bit more? What is on a really, imagine 5 years from now, and you're going, you know, great gonzo with your career as a ballroom instructor. What is the top dollar, I'm just curious, what a ballroom instructor makes in a year?
Oh, man. I think that's really hard to say, to be honest, just because...
But it can't be hard to say, because if you want this to be your career...
But it sounds like she wants her own studio with clients.
But
she's
I understand, but you still should have an idea that if you had done the research and you found the most money you could ever make in a year from ballroom teaching was $6,000, you would have to know that. So is it possible to make a really good living as a ballroom instructor? Because I don't know.
Yes, there are people. I mean, look at Dancing with the Stars. The instructors on there, they are top ballroom instructors that are world renowned, and they make a lot of money.
I know, but those are TV. Those are
24/7.
Yeah, but those are reality TV stars. If you take them out of the equation, what does somebody in Denver make?
I mean, I know people who are making, you know, six figures for sure.
That's excellent. That's what I was trying to get to. So is on your horizon. Possible. You're going to be able to do that.
It's a lot of work to get to that point.
It's very competitive,
it's
Dom.
24/7 basically work. So I don't know if I'll ever get there, but...
Are you good?
But
are you at least halfway there?
Are you really good? Come on.
I think I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing pretty well.
Do you have dance-offs with your friends?
Well, my fiance and I are salsa dancers, and we perform a lot. So.
Yeah. Do you ever do the forbidden dance?
Dom, stop.
The forbidden dance?
Yes.
You know what that is.
It's an actual dance, the lambada.
Yeah,
it's the forbidden dance.
I don't think so.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I think you are. Just trying to be cheeky.
Oh, no.
Aaron, you also are a very good sport. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, Aaron.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You waltz on out of here.
that was a fair question to ask her about that, you know, make a living. You say, I have no idea what my career could pay. It's like, you can't go into that career then.
Yeah, I guess the sky's the limit with her, though. She has a studio and clients, and then she could expand to multiple studios.
I know you'd be on your feet all day, though.
All day.
All day on your feet. As
a lot of icy hot in her future.
This was very interesting, and I loved the spirit of everybody who called.
And who knew we had so many millennials listening?
Somebody tell our consultant.
I love that. Wow, we are here.